Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Maryland officials say they now have a case of the more transmissible strain of the coronavirus first detected in South Africa. The state's governor, Larry Hogan, says the patient is from Baltimore who didn't travel internationally recently, pointing possibly to community transmission. Two other cases were found in South Carolina. This as vaccine manufacturers say some may not be as effective against the new strain. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
There are laboratory studies that suggest the shots people are getting may not work as well against the variant from South Africa. And just in the last couple of days, two drug companies reported some unnerving findings about two new vaccines. A company called Novavax reported that its vaccine appears to be far less effective against that strain, too. And Johnson & Johnson reported the same thing about its one-shot vaccine. Now, it's important to remember that scientists are stressing that all the vaccines still appear to provide pretty good protection and do appear to keep people from getting really sick and dying, but the protection just doesn't look like it's quite as strong.
NPR's Rob Stein reporting. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a sweeping mandate requiring face masks on all public transportation. NPR's Amy Held reports.
The CDC order goes into effect Monday night. It states that everyone older than a toddler must wear a properly fitting mask on planes, trains, boats, taxis, and buses within or headed to the U.S., at hubs, and during the ride. There are exceptions, including for brief periods of eating and drinking. The order says operators can force travelers who refuse to mask up to get off, and that failure to comply constitutes a violation of federal law. The CDC says public transportation continues to drive the spread of COVID-19, noting that some people who are infected never show symptoms, adding to the importance of universal masking. It follows President Biden's executive order for federal agencies to take immediate action requiring masks on certain forms of travel. Amy Held, NPR News.
President Biden is calling for the creation of a 21st century version of the Conservation Corps to address the threat of climate change. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the move is part of a larger agenda to create climate-related jobs.
Buried in the raft of executive actions Biden signed in his first full week was a call to create a civilian climate corps. The program, which borrows from the Depression-era Civilian Conservation Corps, would look to put young Americans to work on conservation and resilience projects, including public lands improvements, biodiversity protection, and buffering communities against the impacts of worsening climate change. Work won't start immediately. Biden has asked members of his cabinet to make a plan using existing appropriations and funds. A major jobs program would need support from Congress. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The publisher of Amanda Gorman's upcoming books has ordered a first run of 1 million copies for each one. As NPR's Netta Ulubi reports, two of those books are already bestsellers months in advance of their release.
Ever since the 22-year-old poet in the crisp yellow coat took the stage at the inauguration.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade?
She's been a literary and pop cultural sensation. Her book, The Hill We Climb and Other Poems, is the top seller on Amazon, and it does not even come out until September. Her other two books, also to be published by Penguin, are each getting 1 million copy first run to meet anticipated demand. What a good week it was for Amanda Gorman, who also agreed to read at the Super Bowl and signed a contract with the top modeling agency. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
The UN counterterrorism chief is urging countries to repatriate the 27,000 children who've been stranded in a massive camp in northeastern Syria. Many are children of ISIS members who once controlled large swaths of Iraq and Syria. Vladimir Voronkov told the UN Security Council Friday that the children are stranded, abandoned, and at risk of radicalization, and that the children are the responsibility of their member states and not Syria. Of the nearly 62,000 people who live at Al-Hol, the largest camp for refugees and displaced Syrians in the country, the majority are women and children. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.